Hey guys, what's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. In today's episode, I'd like to continue our series of water activities and attractiveness to sharks and focus today on snorkeling. Since snorkeling seems to pick up around beachgoers, it seems important to highlight how to behave or react should a shark come closer or just show up in their vicinity. The more people snorkel, the larger the likelihood an incident with a shark will occur. But with all other activities like swimming, free diving or scuba diving, the more observant we are, the less likely an incident will occur. The problem we have with regards to snorkelers is that many of them use it as a first step into the water, like someone is on a holiday, bars and masks, snorkeling fins, and just jumps in using a trial and error approach to see if they like it or not. The good thing is they look around. The bad thing is they venture further out where less people are and the water is often deeper. That should not imply that a situation may be dangerous, not at all, but the likelihood of a shark showing up is elevated. So it is good policy to know a thing or two should the shark show interest. As with swimming, should a shark get closer, stop with the forward motion, go into a vertical position and let your feet dangle. And keep the shark in sight through pivoting along your main body axis. Should you have listened to my last show on swimming, you realize that the suggested position for snorkel in the presence of a shark is the same. That is not by chance, but on purpose. The less we have to remember while doing this or that, the easier it is to remember the few important things and apply. So I try to develop techniques when facing a shark that can be used for more than one activity. So what I say for snorkeling today applies for swimming, of course, and also for free diving or scuba diving should it be at the surface. Although the vertical positioning should be clear by now, I have seen it quite often that snorkelers remain in a horizontal position when a shark shows up. And of course, then any type of moving is kind of restricted. And such can be quite a problem should the shark then come closer and one has to start turning with the shark to keep him in sight. Remember, I will talk about this a little later on, face guide push move. That now should be quite a familiar term. So, but again, I will talk to face guide push move a little later in the show. Turning around while laying flat is not easy to accomplish. And that's something you can try, of course. When you jump in next time and snorkel, try to pivot around at the surface while laying flat. And then you do the same thing in a vertical position. And you will see vertical position is much, much easier. And of course, the big advantage is it's much easier to look around. Check the video I uploaded, although it is an interaction with a diver on the surface, but you see the point I'm making here. The video is called Longimanus Encounter. Longimanus, of course, stands for the Oceanic White-Tipped Shark Cacharhinus longimanus. So check it out and you will see exactly what I mean. Granted, if one has no experience with snorkeling, going into vertical position is not that easy and doesn't come natural. And even if they can do it, it does not really feel comfortable. So you have to actually try it over and over, or at least a few times, to be comfortable should a shark then show up. But of course, if you see a shark for the first time, comfortable is not really a term you will be familiar with in that situation. And we should never forget that the encounter with a shark really might be the first time a person has to face a shark. And very likely, the flight response kicks in, eliminating any of the mentioned suggestions just mentioned. So we cannot really prepare ourselves that well to the presence of a shark. But what we can do is we can learn prior and just keep it in mind. And, well, if you're not that scared when you see a shark, chances are you do the right thing. When it comes to sharks, our subconscious mind does not react accordingly to the situation or correctly to the situation since our evolution was not shared with the one of sharks. So fleeing or withdrawing can have the exact opposite effect and the shark follows us. Of course, it's not just flight or fight, fleeing or withdrawing. There's also freeze, meaning you just stare at the shark and you don't do anything. Well, that actually would not be the worst thing, because you're not swimming away, not creating arrhythmical sound patterns. You give the shark the chance to check you out. So freeze in this situation is actually something we would prefer, or fleeing or withdrawing. Anyway, we have to learn how to act appropriately, which goes against what seems natural to us. And that is not easy to do. Believe me, I've seen many volunteers in this very particular situation and said, okay, now react, or when the shark shows up, react. What do you feel is most natural to you? And everybody acted the wrong way. Assuming that you did the right thing, staying put without moving away from the shark, and you only move when the shark is facing away from you, chances are this is the very end of an encounter. Is that the case? You can snorkel back to shore. However, keep looking around you and mainly back to make sure the shark won't still follow you. Of course, most listeners would like to get to know any idea of plan B should the shark not swim off, but keep hanging around close by, and then what to do when doing the wrong thing, meaning snorkeling away from the shark. How do you react when you swim away and you look back and, whoa, there's a shark right at your fins? Whenever we move away from a shark, we create water pressure with our feet or with our fins. More fins create more water pressure than bare feet. So this is what attracts a shark. A shark likes to follow the whirls and the vortices we create, because shark doesn't know what we are. But in its realm, if something creates whirls and vortices, it's the tail of an animal. So although there is no tail per se when a shark follows us, it is the origin that counts. The shark understands that from these appendages is where this water pressure originates from. So that's why it logically will aiming for that part. And it is this water pressure that seems interesting to a shark. Should it already be close and be able to pick that up? Of course, if you have a lot of water current going on, if you have a lot of waves, it's so close to the surface, I mean, as a snorkel, you should be at the surface, chances are the vortices will not be something triggering a reaction in the shark. But if it's flat calm, there's a different story. And of course, there is also the visual aspect. Since we do something a potential prey would do as well, moving away or flapping at the surface, what would, of course, indicate a struggling animal, maybe a dying animal. And the shark's evolution, of course, taught the animal that something that hangs out of the surface does irregular motion patterns or sound patterns is something that is not healthy. If you move away from the shark, do it in a way that you can keep the shark in sight. So for more example, swim backwards. But again, don't do it if the shark follows you. If the shark follows you, stop moving, go back into vertical position, pivot, and most importantly, don't move your fins. Let the feet dangle. Don't give the shark another idea that water propulsion reflects the tail of you as this unfamiliar object. Most of the times, a shark that follows you won't do it very closely, so you should be fine. But should he come very close, there's only one option you have. Again, stop moving, let the shark react to that, which will be then to swim away from you one way or the other. If a shark just keeps coming, sooner or later it would bump into you. No shark will do that. So even if the shark does what we call a frontal approach, you can wait, because a shark will have to react. If the shark then swims off, at least directs its body into another area, continue with moving back to shore until the shark comes back again, and then you repeat the whole thing. Should you, however, remember the ultimate rule of face, guide, push, move, which I first mentioned in episode 9 and 16 again, you can always move towards the shark, which will always put the shark into defense and put some distance between you and the bugger. Of course, swimming towards the shark means you're actually getting further away from the beach again, but if the situation demands that you be active, proactive against the animal, then you have to move towards the animal at least a few strokes, a few kicks, whatever you prefer to do it then. Here I like to remind you, of course, that a shark that is trailing you, following you, getting so close to the point that you could kick it with your fins, etc., it is still and remains still the very exception to the rule, and chances are that you never have to do anything that I just highlighted, despite that a shark may be close. I'm snuggling with sharks now for over 35 years, and I've done so with pretty much every species imaginable, and sometimes under less pleasant situations, just to see how hairy situations develop themselves, and of course, what to do. If I learned anything from it, then it is sharks, no matter what species, are always very careful. And that goes for a white shark as well as for a tiger shark or a small Caribbean reef shark or whatever. Sharks are always very, very careful because they're super predators. They have to be careful. They cannot just run into a situation and start battling without having a clue what will happen or what goes on. And there's something else. Most encounters with sharks are pleasant. They look at you from some distance, and that's that. You check them out, and you both go your merry ways. So, what I mentioned today is worst-case scenario, and not a most likely scenario. Sharks do not have a vicious bone in them. They're not mean or calculating whatever negative attribute the media likes to connect them with. So keep an open mind when being in the water and try to enjoy the novelty of possibly encountering a shark. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege.